I'd like to get after a little bit of a harmonica tune to sort of liven things up a little bit with. If any of you want to pat your foot, well, just go ahead, because I'm going to. I'll never get through this after singing that hard song, but I'm going to try it anyhow. It's called The Fisher's Horn Pipe. I got to talk about a little foolishness before I get through, and I better hurry up because some other fellas got to pick another tune or two for you in a few minutes. And I'd like to tell you one little tale here, though. Some of you may not have heard me tell this. There was a devout Quaker who lived in the community near a Baptist preacher, and he had the meanest cow that ever lived in this world. Every time he'd go to milk her, she'd kick at him. One morning, he went to milk, and she'd been out waiting around in the briar patch that night and scratched her udders all to pieces, you know. And he was milking, and she'd stand there and quiver and shiver all over, you know, by George. Just the cow couldn't hardly stand that. When he got his bucket full, she kicked him off the stool and spilt the milk all over him and skinned his shin and hurt him pretty bad. He got up and stood back and looked at her till he kind of cooled off, you know. He really stuck to his religion. He wouldn't beat an animal at all. He reached out and patted her on the head when his temper cooled, and he said, "Nay, boss, I can't strike thee. But tomorrow I shall sell thee to a Baptist, and he'll beat the hell out of thee." I'm going to play you a ballad about a fellow who was a railroad hot rodder, if you'll pardon the expression. Well, that's about what it amounted to, because he bragged about how much speed he was going to make over the old C&O. It's a song called FFV. Some people used to call it Old Number 4. I hope all of you don't disagree with my guitar notions on this. It ain't quite like maybe Al Carter played it, but the verses on this are the way my mother sings the song. The tune resembles the Carter's tune, but it's got a little more bounce to it, kind of like the old engine that Mr. Giorgiello was driving when he run into that big rock that had fallen off from the railroad tracks. The FFV. Oh, yonder comes old FFV, the fastest on the line. She's rolling over the C&O just 20 minutes behind time. Running on the C&O where she quarters on the line, awaiting her strict orders from the station just behind. Now when she got to Hampton, the engineer was there. His name was Giorgiello, with his curly hair. His fireman was Jack Dixon, standing by his side, awaiting their strict orders when in the cab to ride. Then Georgie's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm, saying, "Georgie, son, be careful how you run. There's many a man that's lost his life for trying to make lost time. But if you'll run your engine right, you'll get there just on time. Mother, oh dear mother, to your advice I'll take heed. But I know my engine, she's all right, and I'm sure that she will speed. On up this road I mean to go at the speed of a cannonball. And when I blow at the stockyard gap, I know they'll hear my call." George told his fireman Jack, just a little more extra steam. I'm gonna run old number four, the fastest she's ever been seen. Gonna take her over the C&O at a speed unknown to all. And when I blow at the Big Bend Tunnel, and oh, they'll hear my call. Then George said to his fireman, a rock ahead I see, and I know that death is waiting to grasp both you and me. It's from this engine you must sleep your darling life to save, for I want you to be an engineer when I'm sleeping in my grave. George would not leave the engine, though death was to be his fate. And he told his fireman, you must jump before it is too late. Jack Dixon from the engine leaped to the river that is foaming high. And he waved his hand at Georgie as old number four flew by. On up the road she darted, and against the rock she crashed. The engine turning upside down, poor George's breast it smashed. His head went against the firebox door, and the flames were rolling high. He said he was born an engineer on the C&O to die. George's mother came to him, saying, son, what have you done? Too late, dear mother, my doom in hell is done. And if I had a local freight, the truth to you I'll tell. I'd take her to Clifton's Ford on time, or drop her into hell. The doctor told poor Georgie, your life cannot be saved. You were murdered on this railroad line to be laid in a lonesome grave. His head was covered up with blood, in his eyes you could not see. And the last words that poor Georgie said was, near my God to thee.
(Clears throat)